Let's bring him in after his vacation in Aruba. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, except that Sunday morning, Aruba was 37 degrees.
It was 32 at my house. 32.
Would you like a medal?
No.
Right. My point. My point was, it was no picnic. And don't forget, you're living in a house. I was up there in that godforsaken cabin with a propane fireplace on, which kept the temperature about 70 inside. So it wasn't bad. But, that's it. Days are numbered. And places closed up. And all better for it.
Now, I need to know. Can I safely take my air conditioner vents out of the wall now?
Definitely.
It won't get humid or hot anymore.
I doubt it.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. The plants are in, and now that's the next thing, and that'll give me plenty of space to eventually put up you-know-what tree. But we won't talk about that now. Now, one thing we have to talk about, Pat, we have not selected the first date of a general snowfall contest, which you have won now 2 years in a row.
Right.
We have not done that yet.
I have a date.
Well, so do I.
I'll go first so that this way people don't think I influenced you.
Okay.
Now, and this is for how many inches?
It's got to be, it has to be a general snowfall. And a general snowfall means it can't be just in one town. It has to be like, let's say, in Litchfield County or so. It has to be a general snowfall. And it has to be at least an inch of snow.
At least an inch of snow. Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with the 19th of November.
That's funny. That's really funny. The date that popped into my mind was the day before Thanksgiving. So, and that would be, that's hilarious. What date would that be, the day before
Thanksgiving? I think
Thanksgiving?
The 22nd. I think Thanksgiving is early.
November, that's the last, November's the last Thursday of the, it would be the 22nd. So you picked the what?
19.
That's funny. I picked the 22nd. Honest to God, that's what I was thinking about. So that's pretty interesting.
So we're pretty close there. Yep, very, very close. We had a cold front go through last night. That's why the wind kicked up. Today, in spite of sunshine, near 60. And tonight, clear and 35 to 40. Ahead of the next cold front tomorrow, partly sunny, but it will get windy. And the highs will be in the low 60s. And then that cold front goes by tomorrow night. Sunny, brisk, and chilly, only 45 to 50 for Thursday. And on Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, mid-50s.
So what are the temperatures going to be then Thursday night into Friday?
Thursday night into Friday, I'm thinking it's going to be 20s. Huh. I'm definitely thinking, let's see what, I'm thinking 20s. Let's see what the computers are thinking. The computers are thinking, 27. 27, 20, I'd say somewhere between 25 and 27 would be my pick for Thursday night to Friday morning.
Horrible.
Then we get a little bit of rain on Saturday. Not a lot, just a little bit. 61. And then another cold front goes through. So it's partly cloudy and windy and colder on Sunday with highs, again, probably no higher than 50. There could be a shower around on Sunday. So that's the name of the game. But you see, at least we may be talking cold here, but we're not talking much in the way of rain. So there's where the pattern changed. It went from humid, warm, and wet to cold, dry, and dry.
All right. See what happened in France last night?
They had some sort of a rainstorm, right?
Well, yeah. 3 months worth of rain in 3 hours. And folks, now these events have happened before, okay, in this region of France, but never to this extent. And this goes along with what we've been saying all along. Whatever weather you're used to in your area, it is going to be heightened, and whatever happens will be a lot worse in instances. That's what climate change has done to us.
Extremes are now the norm.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at what Michael has done. You know, how many people have lost their lives, how many people are missing. They said it'll take years to build that city up. So, yeah, it's really, really been rough. I have to tell you that the closing of the lake went over so much easier this year than other years. And I don't know why. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe, I mean, it's been years and years and years of doing this. Maybe because, you know, I was bringing stuff home in advance.
Yeah.
My car was not packed, so that was all good. But as I told you, you know, Mondays, I haven't had good luck on Mondays at all. Having to be off. Either I was up at the lake filming, getting home here late, or there was one thing after another, and yesterday was no different. And I hope Jill is listening. Because, unfortunately, my sister's dog passed away yesterday. Oh. 3 years old.
Oh, no.
Chocolate lab. Yes, I spoke to Jill about this a while back with the herbs. The unfortunate thing is she was born with this heart problem. I forget exactly what it is, but the heart, the valve doesn't close. And yesterday was my sister's birthday. And they had a sonogram scheduled in advance. And over the weekend, Saturday, she was not good. I called my sister from the lake. Then I called her on Sunday. And she said she was better because she wasn't coughing. And she was resting. But she said to me, she says, you know, Pat, she's just not Ellie. And I said, really? She says, she's just not herself. She said, I'm having a hard time getting her to eat. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just not good. Huh. And then, of course, when I spoke to her yesterday, she said she still wasn't coughing. But she said, you know, let's hope the sonogram shows that the heart, you know, didn't get any worse. And then, of course, I got the bad news yesterday afternoon. The lungs were completely filled. The heart wasn't able to do the job. And the option was, with no guarantee, that they could put the dog in an oxygen tank with an IV for 48 hours at $4,000 and no guarantee that it would work.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
3 years old. Yeah. And folks, not because it was my sister's dog, but I have to tell you, the most lovable dog. I mean, my Shirley's a lovable dog, but my Shirley has a temperament. Yeah. And she's jealous. And I mean, if you're there with another dog and you go over and you try to give a T-R-E-A-T, a treat, to the other dog, Shirley will go for you. You know, she will go, but not Ellie. Ellie would never, ever do that. This dog was just a really, it's just a shame, you know. But like I said to my sister, who took it terrible on her birthday, I said, you had to do what was right for the dog, not you. And she goes, exactly. I said, so the cardiologist said to her, I don't even understand how this dog is breathing with all the fluid in her lungs.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know. Like I said, I know I lost Clyde a couple of weeks ago, and it just every time it devastates you.
It's
a member
yes.
of your family. It's a member of your family.
Exactly.
It's not even a pet anymore. It's a member of your family.
And you know, it's one thing when the dog is 14, 15, 16 years old.
They have had a
you
long
know,
life.
It's a little bit easier to take. It's still not easy.
Yeah.
Little easier to take, but a 3-year-old dog, that very, very tough.
That's hard.
Yep. So anyhow, I will speak with you again tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to take a look at what could be the first nor'easter of the season coming up last weekend of October.
Yes. All right. Well, if we have to, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay. We have to.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marjorie.
Pat Pigano this morning at the Weather Center with the check on a tri-state forecast.